smoke them if you got them. Ah, good Lord. It's part of the program brought to you by DTE Energy, providing safe, reliable natural gas to customers across Michigan. DTE Energy, know your own power. The next guy, I had to stall there for a minute because the next guy, you just want to make sure that he makes it in the door and he's all in one piece and everything's okay because he's been lost so many times. It's hard to tell where he's been. He's sometimes a mess on the Michigan back roads. Ron Rademacher, everybody, comes stumbling through the door. Ron, how are you?
I'm just great, Steve. You're back from your vacation, eh?
Hey,
you know, I had a question about your vacation.
go ahead.
Did you miss me? Did you miss me?
A little bit. Yeah, a little bit.
Okay, all right. Just wanted to...
You know, a couple of times I just woke up in a cold sweat. Where's Ron?
Yeah, you paused and said, wait a minute.
Yeah, man.
So, yeah, well, you know, before we get into the great stuff going on around Michigan, I'm like everybody else. I saw this video of this deer wandering around on the Saugatuck Beach.
Yeah.
Have you seen that video?
I have not.
Oh, it's fantastic. Go to stevegruber.com. It's on that website.
I love that website.
Yeah, great website. And it's this deer, he's got like a 4-point. He's in velvet. He's down on the beach walking around among the people, and everybody's pointing and laughing, taking selfies. He stops and licks a lady's knee. I mean, it's very, very cool.
Yeah.
All I could think about as I'm watching it was this fantastic venison pot roast we had last winter. I might have to seek help somewhere.
Well, yeah. Did you call it stir fry? Hey, stir fry, come over here, get a picture.
Stir fry, yeah.
Yeah, well, so, that'll right, happen. At any rate, what's going on? I mean, the weather's finally really nice. Summer is definitely here. So,
everybody's out on road trips, you know, getting going. There's lots of cool stuff going on. You want to start south, north, or upper peninsula? Where do you want to go?
Let's go. I have not been to the UP yet this summer. I'm going to change that, but let's start there.
Oh, yeah, UP. In fact, I'm going in a couple of weeks to Copperfest in Ontonagon. But what's going on right now for the next 3 days is a really a very unusual event at the NEMA General Store. They have a master metalworks artist in there from Lost Arts Forge, and they're doing a class to teach people how to make Damascus steel. So I don't know if you're a guy who's into blades and metal forging, but Damascus blades, Damascus steel blades, are considered the best on the planet.
Forged in Fire. Yeah, I love that TV show.
Yeah. And so this guy, he's a master. He'll be there today, tomorrow, and Friday. You can go up and just watch. If you've got a forge, you want to have it tuned up, bring it along. There's a charge for this, of course, because it's a 3-day event. But just to go and watch, and the venue they've got there, fantastic. Going to be a great one. I'm going to miss it, but I want to let people know.
Well, there you go. There you go. That sounds great. All right, road trip of the week. I see that right here. Road trip. Tell me about the road trip of the week here, Ronnie.
Yeah, we're going to give you one of these every week. This, because it is summer and people are going on a road trip. So I thought I'd take a famous one. I usually don't do famous, but the Tunnel of Trees runs from Harbor Springs to Cross Fork, and it goes right along the coast of Lake Michigan. It's only 20 miles, but it has 137 curves in it, so it's slow going. So if you want to slow down, you see some beauty. And the reason it's called the Tunnel of Trees is because these hardwoods that grow there, they arch completely across the road, so you're literally for 20 miles driving through a tunnel made of trees. And you go by all kinds of things. The Devil's Elbow is there, and Thornswift Nature Area. There's the old council tree where the tribes used to gather and discuss things like the cost of fishing licenses, minimum wage, vaping. the weighty issues of the day.
Yeah.
And then you finally end up at the very north end is where the Legs Inn is, famous Legs Inn. Been there for years and years. They specialize in Polish cuisine. Two terms you don't often hear used in the same sentence,
well, true.
I admit. But
I love that, you know, and the good heart general store.
And the food is very good. And I will be there. This is the shameless plug. I will be there Saturday signing books, telling stories at the Good Heart General Store, which is the halfway point.
Which I've been to. That's a cool store.
Great, great store.
Yeah.
Have you had their pot pies?
Yeah, I have. Love it.
Oh, yeah.
Love it.
Yeah, I think they're absolutely the best. So I'm taking my heavy action cooler, which will keep things cold for 5 days, and going to load up on those. So I'll be there on Saturday from 2 to 5. Stop by, shake hands. We'll tell some stories. That's going to be a good one.
All right. Let's, it's that time of the year. Every town has its festival, its get-together. And in Eaton County, it means the Eaton County Fair. A lot of fairs go on, you know, counties in Michigan, all. It's just been a tradition. I used to go to the Hillsdale County Fair when I was growing up, but Eaton County, I've been to a few times. Do tell.
Eaton County Fair, you know, it's in Charlotte at the fairgrounds. For people who don't know the town of Charlotte, there is a faction of the locals who refer to Charlotte as Chartucky because they're very country. I was at a concert one time with a Celtic band that showed up, and they wanted to know if anybody had a cowboy hat, and three people threw them up there.
Yeah.
So yeah. You know, so this is the old time thing. They're going to have motocross races, demolition derby, horse racing. They got the pigs, they got the rabbits, they got the chickens, and most important, you get real genuine corn dogs.
Yeah, the real thing.
The real thing. So if you haven't had your corn dog fix yet this year,
all right. So you
get it down to Eaton County.
There you go, the Eaton County Fair. And we got about 20 seconds here, but I want to throw in the Celtic Festival. You said Celtic. Let's throw it in there. And Celine.
In Celine, yeah, the Celtic Festival going on for years and years, and it's known for Irish music and Irish dancing. So if you want to see the river dance thing done, but they also have jousting. They have these ancient athletics where these guys run around and throw telephone poles, you know, and they have girls who are hammer throwers, these great babes who are hammer throwers.
Yeah.
Storytelling and something for the kids. You can learn how to herd sheep.
Hey, well, let me just tell you something. Guys, here's a bit of advice. If you're going to date a woman who's a hammer thrower, watch your mouth.
Yeah. The best thing is to use my favorite response to anything she says, and that is, as you wish.
As you wish. Yeah, guys, you wish. If you date a hammer thrower, just watch your mouth.
Wisdom for the ages.
Yeah. All right. Real quick again, it's the Goodhart General Store Saturday to see Ron Rademacher. If you want to get your place featured, MichiganBackRoads.com, MichiganBackRoads.com, MichiganBackRoads.com. See you later, Ron.
All right, buddy. Thank you.